local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so wet streets when you get started on your Tuesday morning commute, and spring-like temps on the way. More from Dr. Bill in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we do have an accident on University northbound as you're traveling in between Overlook and University Loop. Officers are on the scene. It's a hit and run, and they're going to move it into a gas station parking lot pretty quick. So far, it's been a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, as you're traveling now from the 1065 split. No new wrecks in the roadways. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach and the carrot patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Kane keeps us in the loop on traffic. Just about an hour away from a conversation with former Senator, former AG, candidate for Senate, Jeff Sessions. He's in the runoff with Tommy Tuberville. He's going to be joining us at about 8.05, 8.06. He'll be in, and we'll talk to him coming up in just an hour. Also, if you're a cruiser and have a trip on Carnival booked, I got the What You Need to Know coming up in just a second. If you want to delay, or maybe you're thinking about canceling, or maybe you want to take your trip as it is, we'll tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, more GOP members undergo self-quarantine after interacting with a COVID-19 patient at CPAC. Mm. Although I think I heard somebody refer to it as CPAP the other day. Different thing. CPAP, different. CPAC. Mm-hmm. CPAC is the group. Also, it's Little Super Tuesday or OK Tuesday or something. Six states voting today. We'll talk about today which states are voting and how many delegates are up for grabs.
And Michigan, the big one today, mm-hmm. right? And Bernie Sanders has high hopes for Michigan.
That's
Pete Buttigieg's campaign song, but that's what Bernie Sanders has today.
Was it really high hopes?
Yeah. Pretty sad videos of people dancing to that song.
And also, yesterday, sad, stock market sheds more than 2,000 points. Gas prices fall amid coronavirus concerns. Stocks took their worst one-day beating on Wall Street since the global financial crisis of 2008 as a collapse in oil prices Monday combined with mounting alarm over what the coronavirus could do to the world economy. Let me point out, the oil price thing is really actually driven as a battle between the Saudis, other OPEC countries, and the Russians. Mm. Okay, now it falls into a groove that was opened up by slowing oil demand because of coronavirus fears, but it's really driven as a battle. Now, it will be tough, of course, for our shale oil producers. It costs them a lot of money to produce a barrel here, but also it will be good in the short term for we the people at the pump, but it's going to hurt a lot of people in the oil industry, and in doing so also hurts like the flow of money comes in the state of Alabama through Go Mesa and other things like that. So it's got a lot of tentacles on this. Also, speaking of coronavirus, House of Representatives in Florida, Tallahassee, evacuated.
Wow.
Shut it down. No Florida House meeting going on right now. What about Goat Hill? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And in sports,
great news for Tua Tagovailoa, the former Alabama. It's weird saying former, the former Alabama quarterback.
Weird, it's weird for me hearing that.
The former Alabama quarterback got some scans yesterday, 4 months after dislocating his hip, and it's looking good for Tua. I'll give you the full information on what he plans to start doing as we head towards the Alabama Pro Day.
All right, and Congress's response to the coronavirus comes in many forms. We'll get details now from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, first, stay calm.
This is not a time for fear. It is a time to continue calmly scaling up the serious and smart preparations that have already been underway.
Congressional Republicans have been discussing targeted tax relief to blunt the effects of the coronavirus on specific industries and on the overall economy. And the White House plans to ask Congress to approve a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers to combat the economic fallout. Congressional Democrats say the health of the American people should come first.
The best way to ensure economic security for the American people right now is to deal with the coronavirus itself.
And says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, that means
food security, to ensure vulnerable populations do not lose access to food during this epidemic. Clear protections for frontline workers, like our healthcare professionals and workers who are responsible for cleaning public facilities. Widespread and free corona testing, as well as affordable treatment.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York says paid sick leave is especially important.
We don't have national sick leave in this country. I believe that every worker should have 2 weeks mandatory national sick leave available to them, and I'm focused on legislation in the Senate right now to do that.
In the meantime, Senator McConnell says listen to the medical authorities.
Take their advice and take common sense steps to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities.
Senator spoke even as at least five members of Congress so far have announced they will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone infected with the coronavirus. Four are Republicans who attended the Conservative Political Action Conference in the D.C. area, where a person there later tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump and Vice President Pence also attended that conference. One of the congressmen who came in contact with the infected person at that conference is Florida Republican Matt Gaetz, who recently flew on Air Force One with the president. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Julia Brownlee of California says she will self-quarantine after she interacted with a person in Washington, D.C. who later tested positive for the coronavirus. The congressional leadership, meanwhile, has moved to tamp down discussion that Congress could change its schedule or shut down the Capitol building altogether in the face of the coronavirus. After a closed-door Senate GOP leadership meeting, Senate Majority Whip John Thune told reporters, in his words, "I think at this point it's business as usual, but obviously everybody is paying attention to the developments as they happen." Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Sid from Sex and Lawn and Landscape in studio, and we're talking about landscape projects and why we need to get moving on this right now.
If you're thinking of doing a landscape project this year, if that's on your list of to-dos, now is a really good time for several reasons. There's plenty of rainfall right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature is still pretty cool outside. Soil temperature is warm, so the plants are growing really well. Another one is you get the plants in now, there's a really long window to get those plants established before the real stress of July, August, September. Those are pretty tough seasons for the plants. And if you get them in and get them established before then, you're doing really well. I guess the last one is that we've got some incentive programs, specials, if you will, for whatever your project might be. We want to get people in and planting early because it's just better for the project. So if you've got an irrigation project, if you've got a new patio, walkway or wall, or a new entrance or a new backyard, we've got some different specials throughout the season.
How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This information update brought to you by CSpire, where they think your organization deserves more than a one-size-fits-all phone system. That's why they work with you to build a voice-over IP solution perfect for your needs. Take advantage of a limited-time offer and learn more at cspire.com/business.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Spring break is just around the corner, and Pensacola city leaders are asking spring breakers to take extra steps to protect themselves and others from the coronavirus. The city issued a list of things beachgoers can do to avoid contracting the virus. Those tips, of course, include frequent hand washing and avoiding close contact with others. The warning comes after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency as health officials work to fight against the coronavirus. The order allows the governor to provide funds needed to buy supplies and equipment they were currently currently 19 cases in the Sunshine State and 2 deaths. In Florida, Congressman Matt Gaetz has agreed to quarantine himself after potentially being exposed to the virus. Gaetz tweeted on Monday he learned he had come in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19 during the Conservative Political Action Conference. A swimmer is safe after being rescued from rough waters in Gulf Shores. Public officials are warning beachgoers about following the red flag warnings placed along Baldwin County beaches. The swimmer was taken to a hospital and is expected to recover. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, 715 FM Talk 106.5, and from the text line at 343-0106, Van, thank you for the update, said head-on collision at the intersection of Cottage Hill and Schillinger looks bad. Two ambulances and a fire truck on scene. That, once again, is Cottage Hill and Schillinger Road. A head-on collision will get you more in traffic coming up.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
After my brother Tim suffered a terrible accident, the lawyer we hired to help us ended up hurting us more. We didn't know any better, and boy, did I learn quickly that all law firms are not the same. The lawyer you choose makes all the difference. That's why over the last 30 years, I set out to build a different kind of law firm, now America's largest injury law firm, where every client is treated like I would want to be treated all those years ago. There's only one, Morgan & Morgan. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
618, 718. Not 618. That was before the time change.
That's right.
718.
This is now 718.
On FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Great news for former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he continues to recover from surgery on a dislocated hip. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Tagovailoa's four-month scans were seen as, quote, very good with no concerns. Tagovailoa is now medically cleared for light football activities. He can begin to prepare himself for Alabama's Pro Day on April 9th. That good news comes less than 4 months since Tua sustained the injury in an Alabama win over Mississippi State. In response to the coronavirus outbreak, the NBA, MLB, NHL, and MLS have announced that they will close access to locker rooms and clubhouses. In a joint statement issued Monday night, the leagues indicated the decision had been taken following consultations with medical experts in a bid to ensure the safety of players and staff. A number of NHL teams closed their locker rooms over the weekend, with NBA, MLB, and MLS to implement the policy beginning today for an indefinite period. Player availability at practices and games in the NHL has been held outside the locker rooms or at news conference podiums, and a similar approach is expected to be adopted by the NBA. Meanwhile, Italy has canceled all sporting events until April the 3rd as it struggles to contain the spread of coronavirus. In college basketball, conference tournaments are underway following the end of the regular season. Yesterday, the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll was released, with Kansas retaining the number one ranking for the third week in a row. The Jayhawks were again voted unanimously to the top of the poll. Gonzaga and Dayton are ranked second and third. Florida State finished atop the ACC regular season standings. They're ranked fourth, the Seminoles' highest ranking in nearly five decades. Baylor slid to fifth. San Diego State's ranked sixth, followed by Creighton, Kentucky, Michigan State, and Duke. Auburn fell three spots to number 20 this week. The Wildcats and the Tigers are again the only two ranked SEC teams. The SEC tournament begins tomorrow with first-round games between Georgia and Ole Miss and Vanderbilt versus Arkansas. The first round of the Women's Sun Belt Tournament begins later today with South Alabama facing Arkansas State at 8:30. Yesterday, three members of the team were named to the all-conference teams. Shaforia Kynes was voted first team all-Sun Belt. Kynes led the Jaguars in scoring and assists this year. Antoinette Lewis was a second-team selection, and Savannah Jones was chosen third-team all-Sun Belt. The Jags finished the regular season with a 14-16 record. Will need to win the conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. In the NBA last night, Milwaukee lost their third game in a row, falling 109-95 to Denver. Toronto beat Utah 101-92, and Atlanta beat Charlotte in double overtime, 143-138. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Right, remember that accident at the intersection of Cottage Hill and Schillinger. Once again, head-on collision intersection, Cottage Hill and Schillinger. Ambulance and fire trucks on scene there, but that's going to affect your commute here in the next hour or so. All right, time to check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Don't forget, when you're filing your tax returns this year, the law no longer allows deductions for unreimbursed work expenses. That includes certain car expenses and parking costs, airfare or meals for business trips, and home offices, all items that your employer didn't pay you back for. Previously, you could deduct qualified unreimbursed expenses if they or other miscellaneous costs exceeded 2% of your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Good morning for the Lotus.
a CBD traffic center. We do have an accident involving a bus at Spring Hill Avenue and PFC John Benew right in the middle of the roadway. Also have got one clearing 5821 Old Pass Cugula Road. That's just east of Carroll Plantation Road. And also another one clearing at Lot and Commandary. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical moving and shooting ranges and with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill joins us less than 10 minutes from right now. A walk through some spring-like temps today and look at the weekend, all coming up at around 7:35. Also coming up, the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through 22nd in Orange Beach. And a red carpet spectacular starts on Friday at 10 a.m., but you can get in there anytime after that till 6 p.m. on Friday. Hours 10 to 6 on Saturday and hours 10 to 4 on Sunday. Also, Ladies Day on Saturday and Military and First Responder Appreciation Day on Sunday. Over $150 million in boats and marine products on display, consistently producing sales at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show of over $20 million of boats each year. Exhibitor list reads like the who's who of the marine industry. Plus, you've got the inside boats and 150 wet slip boats, in other words, the big ones, that are outside for you to check out as well. So it is coming up March 20th through 22nd. That is at the Wharf in Orange Beach. Tickets $10 on Friday, $12 Saturday, and $10 on Sunday. Plus discounts for military and first responders. Children under 12 for free. So check it out. Wharf Boat and Yacht Show coming up. All right. A couple notes here as we look at the story here in Alabama, because I saw Florida had canceled their House of Representatives. They had, I guess, put them in, they're not in quarantine, they just canceled, they're not meeting as a House because of worries about coronavirus. No word from Montgomery.
Okay.
No word from Montgomery, no closing, because they are in session as of today, going back to work in Montgomery. Everything's on the up and up, they say. So they're going back.
I hate to be cynical, but I wonder if they'll vote through all the easy stuff and then quarantine before any of the tough decisions come up.
They got spring break coming up, Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
They got spring break coming up. Also, if you're a cruiser and have a trip on Carnival booked, here's what you need to know. From our news partners at WKRG, they say the Mobile Cruise Terminal is being proactive in disinfecting all surfaces before and after embarkation and heavily stocked up with disinfectants in the terminal. When it comes to those cruising, things can be a bit confusing, but if you decide to cancel your cruise altogether, Carnival has not said any refunds will be given out. Instead, you'll receive future cruise credit. That credit can be used for future trips, but it has to be used for sailing by March 31st of next year. If you decide to keep your original trip, the incentives are in the form of onboard credits. Carnival breaks down the incentives like this: $100 per cabin if you have a 3 or 4 day cruise booked. If you've got a 5 day cruise book, $150 per cabin, and if a 6 day or longer cruise, $200 per cabin. Cabin credit. Carnival says this credit will be automatic. There's no need to call. Only need to call if you plan to reschedule. So there's their dealing with the State Department talking about don't cruise out there. That's what Carnival is saying in response. All right, 7:30. Dr. Bill's on the way and news is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Officials at the Mobile Cruise Terminal say they're taking extra measures to protect those on cruise ships from the coronavirus. The staff is disinfecting all surfaces at the terminal as passengers get on and off the ship. If you choose to cancel your trip, Carnival Cruise Line says you will not get a refund, but will get credit towards another cruise, but you will have to use that credit by the end of next March. Surveillance video shows the moments after a woman was beaten to death inside her home in Irvington. The video was released as the suspect, Christopher Kern, is scheduled
scheduled to enter a plea during today's arraignment hearing. Latasha Johnson was found beaten to death last week. Deputies believe a baseball bat was used. A planned debate between the candidates running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate is off after Tommy Tuberville pulled out. A recent poll shows Tuberville is the frontrunner in the runoff with Jeff Sessions by about 7 points. Next, our stations in Alabama, including WKRG, had arranged a debate prior to the primary election. Three candidates then, including Tuberville, Sessions, and Bradley Byrne, had agreed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Asian, European, and now U.S. stock markets are indicating a rebound from a disastrous Monday. Correspondent Julia Chatterley on Wall Street tells us what investors want to see.
The only thing that will stop this volatility is seeing peak cases, a stabilization in the numbers here in the United States. And we're also waiting for what President Trump can say about possible measures to support individuals who've been hit, impacted by the coronavirus outbreak, payroll tax cuts, perhaps some short-term loans as well for small businesses.
It's Super Tuesday 2, the marquee match between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders in Michigan. Six states are holding primaries today. Italy is imposing draconian steps to keep people from circulating in large groups as it contends with explosive increases in virus cases and deaths. American Airlines says it is making drastic cuts to its domestic flight schedule as a result of the virus. I'm Mike Moss.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Looks like we'll see some stabilization on Wall Street this morning. Futures pointing to gains of more than 4%. After stocks sank yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 2013. And crude oil is sharply higher, up $2.99 at $34.16 a barrel. The spread of the coronavirus and related economic uncertainty is threatening to undermine the Phase 1 trade agreement that the Trump administration signed with its Chinese counterparts less than 2 months ago. Beijing pledged to buy $200 billion in additional U.S. exports over 2 years, but the virus's spread has hurt Chinese economic demand and trade, and the ensuing drop in global energy prices and weakness in the transportation sector make it extremely unlikely China will be able to make good on the dollar commitments in the deal. Compass Diversified Holdings has struck a deal to buy a leading maker of baseball bats for professional players. Compass is buying Marucci Sports for $200 million. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 and sitting at 63 degrees now at our studios. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And did wet roadways out there this morning? I guess some showers overnight. What about for the day today?
Well, we still have some shower activity around, although most of the showers are over in southeast Mississippi. But we do have some small showers in the area now and also in the Florida Panhandle. We'll see that through the day. It'll be mostly cloudy, and it's going to be kind of a mild day today, or even warm. We're going to get into the 70s, around 72, perhaps 73 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll see fog develop. The fog will develop after midnight. It could be a problem tomorrow morning as we cool into the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, high pressure is going to start to build in from the Atlantic right into the Gulf of Mexico. And that's going to result in mostly cloudy skies, but all the rain will basically be more toward the north, up toward the Tennessee border of Alabama and Mississippi. And here along the coast, I don't expect any rain for tomorrow and also for Thursday. And high temperatures are going to climb, though, up around 75 degrees for tomorrow and Thursday. On Friday, a little bit of rain in the forecast, some isolated showers. The high will be in the mid-70s. And the weekend, the best day will be Saturday, partly cloudy, mid-70s. Sunday, we could see a few scattered showers and warming into the upper 70s. So we have at least 3 days between now and Sunday in which we don't have any rain in the forecast, and then Friday just that very slight chance of a shower.
All right, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but have we made that turn weather-wise? I know it's not on the calendar, it's not spring, but you're talking about 70s, and are we out of the range of getting freezing temps?
Right now there's nothing in the way of Arctic air masses showing up. It's free now. There's some small high-pressure system up over around Alaska, but things have changed greatly here in the last few days, and it looks like we have made the turn. And those climatologically, those temperatures are beginning to climb now. As I mentioned earlier, right now the normal high temperature is around 70 degrees, so things are really, really warming up.
All right, Dr. Bill, that's good news for those of us that want to get the garden started, tomatoes put out on the back porch, all those kind of things. People are ready for that. I mean, we can still cover them up, but it's sure nice to just go ahead and put them out and leave them out.
Yeah, it looks good. And if you look all the way through the week, we'll be in the 70s. And we get into next week, I'd expect, again, temperatures in the 70s. If we cool down now, the chances are with a cold front, we drop into the 40s. But we're pulling out of winter time now and into the spring.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 63. Let me run through. We'll check traffic here in just a second with Kane, but I got some notes coming from Kane's Twitter feed. According to Mobile Police Department, airport at General Bullard, a car hit a pole there. Old Pascagoula east of Carroll Plantation. Accident there. Spring Hill at Carondelet. Two school buses collided. Mm. No injuries there. I-65 between Airport and Dolphin and Schillinger and Cottage Hill. With injuries there. North Sage at Old Shell with injuries as well. So we'll keep our eyes on this and check back in with Kane in the traffic department. Slick streets out there on a Tuesday morning commute. Y'all be careful.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 service road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Russell Fountain, owner of Global Disaster Solutions. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Whether it's a flood, a tornado, a hurricane, or a fire aboard a cruise ship, Global Disaster Solutions' job is to get his customers back to normal ASAP. He organizes the recovery of his clients' businesses, or in some instances, their home. Much of it today can be done via technology, using satellite photos or drones he can fly into the devastation to examine roofs that are inaccessible to a normal ladder. Russell also shares that over 40% of businesses struck by a natural disaster never reopen, and he tells us why. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
SpringHillToyota.com traffic center accidents at airport and General Buller. That's where a car hit a pole. Old Pass, Cagoula, East of Carroll Plantation, Spring Hill, and Carondelet. They've got 2 school buses collided. No injuries involved. 65 between Airport and Dolphin, Schillinger and Cottage Hill, North Sage and Old Shell, and Lot and Calmadary are still in the clearing stages. Saturday, March 21st, please join Canes Warrior Kids at Mitchell Sports Bar and Gaming Company at 7 p.m. collecting Easter baskets for the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Get details at CanesWarriorKids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. In news that is not driven by stock, oil, coronavirus, or even President Trump, this story popped up, and I said it had been going on for decades. It seems like it's been 5 years. Mm. 5 years of the question of, did the boys from Led Zeppelin steal the hook, the intro to Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, and I missed this story. So
I've been following it for the whole time. And let me preface, because that's what we have to do in everything now. We have to preface. Y'all, I'm like a big Led Zeppelin fan.
Oh, I love Led Zeppelin.
Like, not only today, I mean, but from posters in my room growing up, you know, Page and Plant. Actually, I had a picture of Bonham by himself.
Really?
I'm a homer for Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen Led Zeppelin in concert. I did see Led Zeppelin 2.
They played here in Mobile back in the 70s.
Yeah. I saw a cover Led Zeppelin band called Led Zeppelin 2 at Bama Jam 1 year.
Well, that's almost like it, but different.
Just almost like it.
I used to go see a band that would do Led Zeppelin covers with a reggae style called Dread Zeppelin.
Oh, man.
Those are the old days as well. So let me set this up. I'm coming at this from a biased Zeppelin side of it.
Okay.
Which will be probably shocking when you hear what I have to say. So the U.S. Appeals Court that has reinstated a ruling that British rockers Led Zeppelin did not steal part of their song Stairway to Heaven from another band. San Francisco 11-judge panel affirmed the 2016 judgment that found no proof the classic 1971 Led Zeppelin song breached the copyright of Taurus, written by Randy Wolf, from the L.A. band called Spirit.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem. And I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't have it in the story, but when Randy Wolf recorded Spirit, it was pre-copyright. In other words, they can't do anything with the recording. What we're about to do, we're going to play you the two next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they could only do it from sheet music. And I don't understand exactly why. I think it's something to do with the copyright. But then in 2018, the ruling from 2016 was overturned by a 3-judge panel in San Francisco, which said certain instructions to the district court jury had been erroneous and prejudicial and failed to clarify that the arrangement of the elements in public domain could be considered an original. Led Zeppelin took the case to a larger panel who made a decision yesterday based on the 1909 Copyright Act and put the original ruling back in place. Stairway to Heaven is estimated to have grossed $3.4 million during the 5-year period that was at issue in the earlier civil trial. I mean, all these years later, 5-year window, $3.4 million just from that song.
Wow. Think of the total profit over the life of that song.
unbelievable. Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page, who was sued along with singer Robert Plant and another surviving bandmate, John Paul Jones, testified in 2016 that the chord sequence in question had been around forever. So here's what's that question. And so Zeppelin's saying, yeah, it sounds the same, but that chord progression's been around forever. I'm going to play the two next to each other and tell me if you think they sound alike.
Okay.
So the first one
was Taurus.
Taurus, yeah, with the song Spirit, obviously. And
yeah, they sound alike.
It's always gotten me. I, like I said, I want to side with Zeppelin. I want to side with, Plant Page. I want to, but darn it, do they sound alike? Yes, they do. But the court said, that they sided with the band. So now this has gone, the original ruling in 2016, then you had a 2018 overturning of that ruling, and then, 2016, then 2018, and now the overruling of the appeal in 2020.
So Zeppelin
wins.
They win. They keep their money.
They keep their money.
Okay. I don't know. If I were on that panel, it sounds very similar.
Well, one of the arguments, I think, is the fact that one of the arguments being that chord progression is something that had been around forever, and mm-hmm. that maybe Taurus takes it from one place, and Zeppelin takes it. Zeppelin didn't take it from Taurus. They took it from the same place that Taurus took it from.
Gotcha.
So, Zeppelin wins.
There's only so many notes.
All right. 746 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product.
Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film.
Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234. This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow 888-GO-ARROW or online arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Spring break is just around the corner, and Pensacola city leaders are asking spring breakers to take extra steps to protect themselves and others from the coronavirus. The city issued a list of things beachgoers can do to avoid contracting the virus. Those tips, of course, include frequent hand washing and avoiding close contact with others. The warning comes after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency as health officials work to fight against the coronavirus. The order allows the governor to provide funds needed to buy supplies and equipment. There are currently 19 cases in the Sunshine State and 2 deaths. In Florida, Congressman Matt Gaetz has agreed to quarantine himself after potentially being exposed to the virus. Gaetz tweeted on Monday he learned he had come in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19 during the Conservative Political Action Conference. A swimmer is safe after being rescued from rough waters in Gulf Shores. Public officials are warning beachgoers about following the red flag warnings placed along Baldwin County beaches. The swimmer was taken to a hospital and is expected to recover. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at kemcobuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Great news for former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he continues to recover from surgery on a dislocated hip. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Tagovailoa's four-month scans were seen as, quote, very good, with no concerns. Tagovailoa is now medically cleared for light football activities, and he can begin to prepare himself for Alabama's Pro Day coming up on April 9th. The good news comes less than 4 months since Tua sustained the injury in an Alabama win over Mississippi State. In response to the coronavirus outbreak, the NBA, MLB, NHL, and MLS have announced that they will close access to locker rooms and clubhouses. In a joint statement issued on Monday night, the leagues indicated that the decision had been taken following consultations with medical experts in a bid to ensure the safety of players and staff. A number of NHL teams closed their locker rooms over the weekend, with the NBA, MLB, and MLS to implement the policy beginning today for an indefinite period. Player availability at practices and games in the NHL has been held outside locker rooms or at news conference podiums, and a similar approach is expected to be adopted by the NBA. Meanwhile, Italy has canceled all sporting events until April 3rd as it struggles to contain the spread of coronavirus. And college basketball conference tournaments are underway following the end of the regular season. Yesterday, the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll was released, with Kansas retaining the number one ranking for the third week in a row. Jayhawks were again voted unanimously to the top of the poll. Gonzaga and Dayton are ranked second and third. Florida State finished atop the ACC regular season standings. They're ranked fourth. That's the Seminoles' highest ranking in nearly five decades. Baylor slid to fifth. San Diego State's ranked sixth, followed by Creighton, Kentucky, Michigan State, and Duke. Auburn fell three spots to number 20 this week. The Wildcats and the Tigers are again the only two ranked SEC teams. First round of the Women's Sun Belt Tournament begins later today, with South Alabama facing Arkansas State tonight at 8:30. Yesterday, three members of the team were named to the all-conference teams. Shaforia Kynes was voted first-team all-Sun Belt. Kynes led the Jags in scoring and assists this season. Antoinette Lewis was a second-team selection, and Savannah Jones was chosen third-team all-Sun Belt. The Jags finished the regular season with a 14-16 record. They'll need to win the conference tournament in order to get into the NCAA tournament. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I know a lot of people are getting to where they're going on this Tuesday morning, but heads up, coming up at around 8:06, Jeff Sessions joins us just about 15 minutes from right now.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch.
Just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
An acoustic evening with Jay Cohen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour. Saturday, March 15th, the Mobile Sanger Theater. With special guest Larry Fleet. Get up close and personal with Jay Cohen live. Tickets on sale now at the Sanger Theater box office and Ticketmaster.com. Jay Cohen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still working accidents at Airport at General Bullard, Old Pass Cagoula, east of Carroll Plantation at Spring Hill at Carondelet. That's where two school buses collided. Again, no injuries there. Schillinger at Cottage Hill and North Sage at Old Shell still in the roadway. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up this Saturday, March 14th in Moxley, Alabama. Brand new dirt track design. Children 7 and under are free, and the giving away a pair of Talladega tickets. Look them up on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 756 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'll tell you about the maids, the difference it's made in our life, and also how you can get on board with the maids for your own home. Okay, so talk about giving the gift of clean and the gift of time. Just let's talk about this. You have the maids come to your place. It's once a week, twice a month, whatever schedule you work out. And those hours you were spending keeping the house tidied up and clean, you know, there's a difference between tidying up and cleaning. You're working through that process. It takes, what, 2, maybe 3 hours a week, sweeping, mopping, dusting, straightening, all that stuff. Get that back in your schedule. And think about it. If you're somebody who bills by the hour, what is that worth to you at work? And if you're somebody that wants to have more time to spend with the family, friends, your hobbies, just chilling out. Think about that gift of time back in your life. At the same time, you got a clean house. Get a free estimate now from the maids by calling 344-6626. These are people we use at our home, 344-6626. And you can Google the maids, Mobile in Baldwin County. Get that same number, 344-6626 for the maids. They're referred for a reason. I would add they're referred for so many reasons. Check them out today, the maids, 344-6626. By the way, have a side discussion going on the text line. Buddy Dan says, yeah, Stairway to Heaven isn't even the big song that they stole. There's 5 or 6 songs they plagiarized, like Whole Lot of Love. Fred pointing out the song remains the same. Yes, we'll have a whole nother, maybe I'll be a podcast. We'll just have Zeppelin song chat because I'm aware of those things. Still a big fan, but I am open-eyed about what Zeppelin might have co-opted out there. All right, Jeff Sessions joins us next.